So today is still May 15th, 2020. Welcome to my yoga studio. For those who weren't here last time, just so nice to welcome you into my yoga studio in my home. This is where I practice. And we're going to begin today. Let me kneel down if you can still see me. Yeah, that's better. I want to sit here. So you can start by gathering up some props, because some of you will have just eaten, and I'm going to show you that pose that I talked about, Supta Baddha Konasana, that you can do on a full stomach. It aids digestion. If you choose to do Shavasana through all of this and just listen or just be in Shavasana, that's perfectly fine too. So whatever serves and supports you. So now's the time to gather up a few props. You might be able to see behind me. I have a bolster and another bolster and a couple blankets for my head, and I've got an eye bag. So gather those props and then I'll show you what to do with them. And it looks like most of you have some things there. So let me show you what this pose looks like. It's wonderful for the hips. It's wonderful for digestion. It's a wonderful pose to do when you're feeling tired and you just want to consolidate. I've done this pose many, many times late at night. I've done this pose for up to an hour. We're not going to be in there so long. And the thing that I want to remind you of first is to take care of your own body. If something doesn't feel right, trust that, don't do it. And there's many ways to set up these props to make sure that they're supportive for you. This is just one model. So let me, I tested it beforehand. I think you're gonna be able to see me, I hope, in what this actually looks like. Give me a sec. Yeah, I think you can see me. So this bolster supports my legs. This could be a rolled blanket. I'm sitting a little ways ahead of the bolster. This could be another rolled blanket. And I tuck my tailbone. So bring the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. Make space through the low back. So I'm supporting my legs. My arms are out in a sort of about a T position. And I'm closing my eyes. And I'll see you guys in an hour or two. That's how good it should feel, okay? I hope you can hear me. You put an eye bag on, like so. That's it. If you were able to hear me, thumbs up, because I want to make sure you're hearing my voice. Perfect. Okay. And this might not be comfortable for you. So if you were able to see me, thumbs up. You could see what that pose looked like. Yes. Okay. Fantastic. This might be too much. If you've got low back issues, you don't want all that height where the bolster is. So I'll show you what it would look like with a blanket. I'm creating myself a bolster shaped blanket, but it's thinner than the bolster. So there's less of an arch, you know, it's less height for my low back. So for some people, this would be better. If the legs don't work like this, you could reach them out. I think you can see me, right? Different variations. And I don't want you to get up the way that I just got up. That was bad. You roll to the side and push yourself up. If you have low back issues, take the legs up higher. I love the flexibility of Iyengar yoga because there's something for every body. It's one of the reasons we study for so many years, to help support everybody, no matter what their body is like. So, find a place that's supportive to you. Find a position that works for you. And if nothing is comfortable, do Shavasana. Don't worry too much, all right? So I'm gonna go over here because I can see you a little better if I'm out of the screen just for a minute. And if you're actually doing this, if you're able to align your camera so I can see you, it's helpful because I might be able to give you an adjustment. But the most important adjustment is gonna come from you. If something doesn't feel right, trust that. Don't stay there, all right? If you've got tighter hips, you're gonna need more support beneath the legs. I'm gonna show you another variation. This could be a couple of blocks, a couple of books, whatever I need. If I've got tight hips, they're not going to want to open very much. So I want some support. This could be even higher, so my hips don't have to open as much. And it's a beautiful posture for the hips because it's restorative. As it's supported, you can hold it for a long time, but not if you're not comfortable. So don't be in a position where it's not comfortable. So take some time. It takes some time to find this posture sometimes. But once you find it, it should feel like you're lying on a cloud. It should feel really, really good.
Michelle?
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Is there a way to turn a little more light over where you are? Because your pants are dark and the floor is dark, and it's sometimes hard to tell which direction your legs are going.
Right, okay, so let me show you like this. My legs are with my feet together like so, right?
Ah, okay.
And this, I'm supporting this part of my leg.
Good, okay. I never picked that up before.
Yeah, thank you for that, thank you. Let's see if I can show it again. Kind of like this. Here, I have to sit further back. Like this, but I'm lying down. Steve, did that answer your question? And then I've got my legs supported so I don't have to hold them up.
Just something. Yes, good. There. Thank you.
It's a great question.
Could I have some help? My hearing aids gave out, and I turned the volume up, but I got really distracted. So I'm not sure where to put the blanket.
Okay. Here's what I would do right now. Let me see. See that? Do you have more blankets, Mary Kay?
I can fold up some of these.
Okay. So take one of the blankets that's below you and fold it. I'll show you. Those who are already in the pose, your job is to ignore my words. How can you find quiet even when there's not quiet around you? Because our lives are like that. It's a great practice. So Mary Kay, I've got a blanket that looks like this. I can just fold it in half, like so, and put it down beneath me.
Oh, okay.
That's this blanket here.
So I can do.
So this one like this. And then something for my head. I'm not sure if you're hearing my words, but I'll show you with my body. Like so. It takes some time to set up, but it's worth it. Yes, that's it, Mary Kay. Good.
Okay.
Then place that blanket that's going to be at your head. Just lie down. You'll be fine. But you can put the blanket right on top of the other.
Oh, put this on top. Like that?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah. Okay. I'm just moving out of range so I can see you guys a little better. You guys are doing great. If you don't have an eye bag, you could use a Kleenex or a folded face cloth if you want to cover your eyes. If you've got glasses, take them off. Glasses bring us out into the world, and we want instead to go inward. Be comfortable. Yes, beautiful. Make sure your low back is comfortable. If it's not, raise the legs higher. And Mary Kay, you can just stretch the legs out there if you choose. That's fine, just like in Shavasana. And if the back becomes uncomfortable, stretch the legs out. Okay. Yeah, beautiful, Mary Kay. You got it. Wow. Thank you guys for your patience. It's the first time I've taught people into Supta Baddha Konasana in this way virtually. And you guys are doing a great job. Mary Kay, if the low back isn't comfortable, put your legs up on a chair or put a roll blanket beneath the knees. Be comfortable. Or you can even just keep the knees bent. Once you've found a position that's comfortable, and if you're having trouble finding it, you can just lie in Shavasana. Yes, exactly, Mary Kay, good. So be content with whatever you found, just don't suffer in silence. If something doesn't feel right, trust that. The practice is a metaphor. So if you're tolerating something here, you're gonna be tolerating it in your business and your life too, don't do that. Then once you're comfortable, exactly, Mary Kay, really great work. Once you're comfortable, just softly close the eyes. Watch the breath and be. Steve, I can't see any support beneath your legs. And if there's no support beneath the thighs, there are, okay, I just can't see it. Okay, perfect, thank you for showing me that. Just want to make sure that you're healthy, in a healthy posture. Once you've found your position, and if you haven't found it yet, just be patient with the process. It's worth finding this posture. And you found it in your, yes, good idea, Mary Kay. You found it in your own home, and you can do this anytime you want. This is your home or your space. And Barb, you're good. So if you're comfortable, just be, you're fine. Place the palms facing up though, Barb. Exactly, feel the difference in the shoulders. Yeah, good. So when the palms face up, the shoulders can release. If afterwards you're looking at this and it looks like I'm looking funny, it's because I can see you on the screen when it looks like I'm looking up. I'm just looking at you and helping to make sure you're supported. So once you've found your position, truly let go. With the next exhalation, just let everything go. Feel the support of the props beneath you. Feel the quietness of this moment here and now. Supta Baddha Konasana is one of my favorite postures. It's a beautiful restorative posture for when things are busy, your mind is busy. It allows body, mind, spirit to truly rest. Sometimes something that was comfortable gets uncomfortable. Pay attention to that and move if something doesn't feel right. Trust yourself. Sometimes when we are well aligned and the props are appropriate for us, it takes time to learn that. It gets more and more comfortable the longer you stay. Whichever is your experience, just adjust as needed. And then once you're comfortable, just be still and rest. Know that in this moment, there's nowhere else you're supposed to be. There's nothing to do except be and breathe. Watch the breath. As thoughts arise, as thoughts will, gently, without judgment, just let that thought go. It's so unneeded right now. Your focus is here, now, present, aware of the breath. awareness of this moment. And know that in this moment, truly, all is well. Pay attention to the exhalation. Feel the deep letting go with each out-breath. This posture is so healthy for the hips, good for digestion, opens the chest, opens the shoulders, allows the mind to quieten, all in the simple act of lying and breathing. Feel the support beneath you. And know that you are supported. And allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands on the torso. Feel the breath. Slowly, slowly bend the knees and roll to your right side. Support your head with your upper arm. And wait. Take your time here. When you open the eyes, let the gaze be soft, unfocused, just a few inches ahead of you on the floor. Then keeping the head and neck heavy, but the chest light. Use your hands to press yourself up to sitting. And then I'm going to look past my camera to see you. And how are you doing? Good. Bad, so-so. I'm seeing lots of thumbs up. This is fantastic. And if people haven't moved yet, Mr. Iyengar says, if students fall asleep in class, let them sleep. They need the rest. So, or some may just be staying in the posture if they choose. That's fine too. All right. So that is Supta Baddha Konasana, reclining bound angle pose. You can access it anytime. You can do that posture on a full stomach. I'd like to hear just a couple of words, just a couple of you unmuting. What did you experience in that? Just a word or two, not more, about how your body is feeling, your mind, your spirit. What was that posture for you, a couple of you?
Nice.
Restful.
Good. Nice. Restful.
Peaceful.
Peaceful. Beautiful. Fantastic. Okay. So what I want to do with our time today, we're not spending too long in this practice, but I want to give you a practice that you can bring home. Your home, you can bring this home, or you're in a home, maybe one day, right? You'll bring it home, you've got your stuff. So Supta Baddha Konasana, you can bring home. Often we have just a few minutes and we want something that will balance our bodies out. So when we did the yoga the other day, I showed you what to do for particular things that we needed. But what if you were trying to do a few things on your own? Well, what would you do? The acronym SHUT tells us how we can get a complete practice, whether it's 2 hours or 5 minutes, in ways that are that serve and support the body, mind, spirit. So that acronym SHUT, it stands for shoulders, hips. U stands for upside down, so something upside down. T stands for three movements of the body. And then we always end with Shavasana. So shoulders and hips, those are those big joints in the body. We want to keep those healthy and mobile. Something upside down, we always want to reverse some gravity. And upside down can be a headstand, but it can also be downward dog. It could also just be your legs up the wall. Three movements of the spine. And I want you to think about, how can the spine move? What do you think those three movements might be? How does the spine move? Think about it.
Forward.
Forward, it moves forward, yes. What else?
Backward.
Backwards. And what else can you do with the spine? Not your first rodeo.
Sideways.
Sideways, well, to twist. These are the ones that we call three movements, right? So we can twist the spine, we can go forwards, we can go back. So shoulders, hips, those big joints in the body, something upside down, we always want to reverse from gravity. The T in SHUT stands for three movements of the spine, and then Shavasana. The three movements of the spine, we want them to go in a particular order. You've worked with me before, do you remember what the order is?
Forward.
It's not forward first. Although sometimes we end up doing that, we do play with it, but I want to tell you the classic version. Got two other choices, so let me tell you. It's back bends first, and then twists, and then forward bends. The reason for that, back bends are energizing. You can think of it like this, when I'm having a shower and I go, right? It's energizing, you know, I feel the water pouring down, you know? Twists are like a neutral gear. If I haven't done my twists, if I haven't done my back bend perfectly, it helps to make space through the spine again. The twist just makes space and it's like a neutral gear. We wouldn't throw a car in from forward into reverse. Back bend, forward bend, it kind of is jarring to the system. Back bend energizing, twist, neutral gear, and you know, health of spine. And then forward bends are calming to the nervous system. Right? And they allow us to rest. Think of a runner, you know, they've just gone for a big run and they want to rest. You're gonna go, they're just gonna do it naturally, right? They're gonna go forward. And little kids, forward bends are safe too, they feel safe. Little kids, if they want to feel safe, what do? And can you still see me? Forward bends, they're calming to the nervous system. And Wendy, the ones with the little ones go, yes, I get that, right? So shoulders, hips, something upside down, three movements of the spine, and Shavasana. We've done at least one of those, actually really two. What have we already done? I mentioned it when we were in Supta Baddha Konasana.
Hips.
Hips. We've already opened the hips, and we did it passively. We didn't even have to do anything. So really super healthy for the hips. And think of the elderly in our society, often, you know, people fall, they break a hip, or they don't have balance, right? And keeping the hips healthy, this is one of the things that we can do to keep the hips healthy. many, many other postures, but you could start with this one, that's hips. So what's the next thing we would need then?
Shoulders.
Shoulders, yes. And there was a request for shoulders last time. Rather than showing you something new, we've got a million different things we can do in Iyengar yoga. Some of you weren't here and some of you will recall this, so you'll be able to do this on your own. So let's do Gomkhasan arms. So you can be, let me show you what that looks like. Normally I wouldn't be so messy with my yoga space. I'm just throwing things. But I want to spend as much time teaching you as I can, not stopping to fix props. So find a chair, something to sit on. And just like we did the other day, if you're shorter, you'll want something below the feet so that, that's not me, my knees are too high, right? But if you're shorter, something there. I'm about 5'8" and I need a bit of height on this chair so that my thighs are parallel to the floor. So find somewhere you can sit. If you don't have that, you can sit on the floor or on a bolster. You can stand to do this too, many variations. And then have a strap or a towel or a, Steve's got it there, right? Anything that works like a strap handy. Yeah, you've got it. So place the, first thing we're gonna do, we did this last time too, just to check and see, reverse namaste hands. Here's the full version, or this, or maybe this, or this. Just something to check and see what the shoulders feel like right now. No straining, okay? Just feel the shoulders, close your eyes, no pain. Just notice the shoulders and what they feel like right now. Chest open, chin parallel to the floor. You can close your eyes if you choose. And then let's work, you can release that. Let's work with these shoulders and see what we can do in short order. And again, if you've seen this before, nothing new under the sun. We practice these poses hundreds of times over. Strap on your left shoulder on your mirror here. Feet parallel to each other and grounded to the floor. Then raise that left arm up. Bend the elbow. Start to work that elbow gently. No pain. If you've got major shoulder issues, you might be down here, right? Whatever doesn't, whatever feels comfortable to you. Then extend that right arm out and then hold the strap. Can you see me? Doesn't matter how high up it is. Wherever it's comfortable, roll that right shoulder back and down. Bring that left elbow close to the head. Notice the tendency to lean this way. Keep the head straight. Chest lifted, chin parallel to the floor. Don't let the ribs stick out, so lower ribs move into the body. Tailbone is gently tucked, so make space through the low back. Navel draws back. You can softly close your eyes and just be here for a few breaths. No pain, no sudden sharp pain or heat. If something doesn't feel right, come out. And then softly open the eyes, exhale that right arm down, exhale the left arm up, and then exhale or release it down, and then change sides. Inhale, right arm up, and we can move a little faster now, a little more used to these movements. Roll that left shoulder back and down. And again, hold the strap wherever it comes to. For some of you, you might be clasping the hands, but not at the expense of the shoulder rolling forward. The shoulder rolls back and down. Use more strap as needed to keep the shoulders open. Head is parallel to chin parallel to the floor. So head is straight. Navel draws in. Ribs in, And softly close the eyes. Feel the breath. Breathe into any tight spots. Do less. Less is more. Go to 70%. Don't go to 100%. You'll progress faster. Eyes softly close. Breathe. Inhale, opening the eyes. Exhale. Inhale, right arm up. Exhale it down. Inhale, and then exhale that left arm down. And come into reverse namaste once again. And just, or down here, wherever it is, no attachment. And just let me know, has it changed? Better, worse, same. Better, worse, same. Lots of thumbs up. And I remember, Steve, last time it was same, this time is thumbs up. Not a lot of practice and already shifts. Well done. Any issues in your body? Anything not feeling good? Issues? Tell me. All good?
I don't have a chair that's appropriate, so I was sitting on the floor.
No problem. That's fine. We do it on the floor often. We do it standing as well. You're good. How does the body feel? No issues for you, Dottie, or anyone else? Everyone's still good?
It was uncomfortable. My legs got uncomfortable. Could I sit on my knee? Could I try it with it on my knees?
You could do it standing.
I don't want to do it standing.
You could do it whatever is comfortable for you on your legs. I would put something underneath your buttocks. So sit on a stack of books. Okay. Sit on folded blankets. You'll feel more comfortable next time. And okay. If anything ever doesn't feel comfortable, come out right away. Just trust your body, all right? How's it feeling now, Dottie? Is it okay now?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Good notice. So the sooner we notice it, we practice to notice it sooner and shift. Thank you so much for that question. That's great. All right. So what have we done so far in the acronym SHUT?
Shoulders.
Shoulders? What else?
Hips,
right. Now, I know that this is an instructive class, right? So our minds might not become as quiet as they might if I just did a different style of class, but you can go and do an Iyengar class somewhere. I want to give you the gift of teaching you how to fish. So you can do this from home, all right? So it's an instructive style class. So, so shoulders, hips, what's next?
You, what's you? Shut.
Upside down, Tracy, you've got it, yes. Upside down. Upside down could be handstand. We're not going to do that today. It could be headstand. We're not going to do that today, right? But it could be downward dog. We did that the other day. It could also be legs up the wall. If you did downward dog with me the other day and you want to do that, I'll show you that briefly. And you can choose that. If you weren't with me the other day, I'm going to suggest legs up the wall. Or if you choose, you can do legs up the wall. So I'm going to show a brief downward dog, and then I'm just going to show legs up the wall. We're just going to stay there and rest for a couple minutes. Let me show what that looks like. Hope you can see me. Yeah. Downward dog. So chest to thighs, sit bones raised to the sky, heels toward the earth. That's version one. That's upside down. You're going to come in and out, and you're not going to stay long. You're going to make sure your body feels good. If you did that with me before, you can do that again, or if you've practiced before. Otherwise, I'm going to suggest legs up the wall. Come in close to a wall, or this could be a couch, right? We saw Mary Kay. If you saw her, her legs were just resting on a chair. You could do that. Have this hip up the wall, partway up the wall, all right? So I'm just going to lie down. This hip goes up the wall, and then it's really easy. I just roll in.
Michelle, can you move your camera a little bit so we can see your hips?
Camera a little bit what?
We see your chest and your head, but we don't see your hips going or your legs going up.
I'm going to suggest, Dottie, I'm going to suggest you put it on speaker view. So when Michelle is talking, you get her whole, the whole.
Thank you. Thanks for that, Steve. Yes. Don't put in gallery view, put in speaker view, and then you'll be able to see me better. So all you're doing is you're just putting your legs up the wall. That's all. So just curl up in a fetal position and then roll. Try it out and I'll help you. No pain, right? So just sit close to the wall and then just put the feet up the wall, legs up the wall. And legs could be up the wall, legs could be resting on a couch instead. Yeah, Dottie, how's that feel? Is that comfortable?
Yes.
Good.
Should your butt be close?
Your butt will only be at the wall if your hamstrings, if the backs of your legs are open enough.
Oh, okay.
If there's tightness, then you're going to be further away from the wall, and that's fine. So every body is different. Make sure you're comfortable. And some of you might want some support beneath your head. If the chin is up in the air, thanks, Marla. Yes, good. Support the head. So Marla's got some great support here. And notice the feet. If you've got your legs up the wall, notice the tendency for the big toes to be closer to the face than the baby toes. So I want you to level out the feet, stretch out through that inner leg. Yeah, that's perfect. Steve, we're seeing just your feet, right? Exactly. If you happen to be seeing Steve's feet, he's got it.
Can you
see? So we want to build evenness in the body.
Can you speak about how the feet are supposed to be?
Yes, don't let the big toes be closer to the face than the baby toes. So extend out through the inner arch of the foot. Let's see if I can show you that. Often we want to extend out through this part of the foot so that the big toe is further away from the face. So it's not falling into the face.
Okay.
Right? So extend out through the inner part of the leg.
Thank you.
Inner part of the foot. Yes, you're welcome. And then once you're here, just be. The arms can be on the body. They can be in a low V, palms up position. Sometimes we even do in like, we used to call it cowboy surrender. It's not a good word for it. I can't think of the other way to put it, but you get that position. So rest the arms wherever it feels comfortable for you. Close the eyes and just breathe. This is a great way to rest tired, achy legs. And these postures are deceptively simple and hugely powerful. Many years ago, my dad was on sleeping pills and painkillers every night because his legs hurt so much. I showed him this briefly, forgot about it. Several months later, my mom told me he'd been doing it every night before bed for about 10 minutes, and he was off the painkillers and he was off the sleeping pills with just this one simple posture.
Wow.
Yeah, so rest the legs.
I still don't have how the feet are supposed to be.
You're fine, just let it go is fine. You're good. What I want is for your mind to rest. So just as we do in Shavasana, let it go. So long as you're comfortable, let it go. If thoughts arise, let them go. Watch the breath. Let the body be still so the mind can settle. And if anything doesn't feel good, trust that, come out. And yeah, Sherry, you could be going in and out of downward dog if you choose. You could be changing and putting legs up the wall. If you don't have a wall, it could be on a chair. It's good. Feel the breath. Yeah, nice, Sherry, coming in and out. This is good. For others, quiet mind. Feel the breath. And slowly, slowly slide the feet down the wall, bending the knees. Roll over onto the right side. Or whatever you need to do in your space, use the hands to press yourself up to sitting. And let me know how you're feeling. Feeling good, thumbs up. Feeling not good, something's wrong, thumbs down. Feeling so-so, hands like this. How are you doing? Lindsay, I saw you first. Great. Wendy, great. Show me how you're doing. Fantastic. I'm seeing a room of thumbs up. Sherry, and I love that. Your downward dog is great. Really good. Okay. Next, three movements of the spine. Now, Dottie, you told me you don't have a chair, so you're going to do this, but seated on a stack of books, a bunch of blankets, get as much height as you can beneath the buttocks so that the body will be comfortable. That might apply to others as well. If you've got a chair handy, grab a chair.
Are we sitting?
That same thing that I taught you before. So for instance, I'm quite sure Steve should be sitting up higher. Like me, I'm 5'8". Steve is taller than that, so he's going to want some support beneath him probably on the chair so that the thighs are parallel to the floor. If he's on an extra tall chair, he won't need it. Depends on the height of your chair. So how we sit matters. So Dottie, yeah, keep sitting higher and higher on more and more things beneath your buttocks. That's good. How we sit matters. So check, look at your feet. Are they parallel to each other or are the feet turned out? Often we sit with the feet turned out and it puts pressure on the low back. So turn the heels probably need to go further out so the feet point straight forward. And yet, Dottie, that'll be better. Feel grounded through the feet. Feel the thighs parallel to the floor. Ground through both sit bones. And I'm going to turn to the side so you can see what I'm going to do. Back bend, twist, forward bend. We're just going to do a mini back bend here. Watch me first. Don't do it until you see. Itsy bitsy spider hands. Fingertips into, I'm going to sit further forward on the chair. Fingertips into the chair. It's not this. It's this. Chest lifted. And if you've got neck issues, the neck's going to stay forward. I'm just working to open the chest. Shoulder blades into the back. No neck issues? All right, so you might be like this. It's the chest movement, not the neck that matters. Steve, less at the neck. Not so much. Don't try so hard. Uh-huh. I want you to be not like a straw bent in one place, but like those old straws that would go bend, 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 bend with the neck, right? Long, long through the back of the neck. The movement comes through the chest, not through the neck. Less is more, Steve. Head, less. Yeah, good. Same, Tracy, less. Chest more, chest more. Yes, good. Less with the chin. Lift and open. And then exhale, release, and just sit normally. Good, but still keep the chest open. How's that feel? Thumbs up, thumbs down, okay? Yeah, okay, good. When you're ready, one more time, and some of you, again, the practice reveals our tendencies, striving, like too much with the head, with the neck. It doesn't come from there, it comes from the chest. Imagine a string pulling the chest, center of the chest to the sky. Yeah, much better, Steve. Take this into your company, the difference between version one and version two. But don't think about that right now, be in the posture. Chest lifted and open. Carly, roll the shoulders back and down, and elbows draw toward each other. Shoulders down, chest lifted. Good. And then slowly release, exhaling. Keep the chest still open. Doing well, something's wrong, I'm okay. Show me.
What about yourself?
Doing well, I'm seeing thumbs up all over the place. Is there anybody that I missed who was thumbs down? And Dottie, you're just doing okay, but you're all right?
I have a question about my head. Do you let your head drop all the way back?
No. like, with further time and instruction, and if we'd worked together for a couple of years, there's a different answer I could give you. But especially when we're doing this just learning and virtually, I would rather even have you have your chin forward than try to work to open up the back of the neck, all right? So don't worry about, like, I would, Dottie, for you, just keep the chin forward, just work on opening the chest, all right? There's my short give a fish answer.
Great, thank you.
All right, twist. Turn so that your right side faces the back of the chair, if possible. If not, well, you'll just figure it out. But if you have a chair where you can sit like this, yeah, Steve's got it. That's it. Wendy, I can't even see your chair, but I'm going to assume you're okay. The reason I'd like the back of the chair to be on my right side is so that I can use it to gently push and pull, to do a twist toward the right. With twist, the actions are ground, extend, twist from the base. If you've had back surgery, major back issues going on, you've got osteoporosis, anything like that, you're only gonna do just a gentle twist from the top of the body. Be gentle. For others, ground, extend, and we can twist from the navel first, right? So every time you inhale, you lift. Every time you exhale, turn. Navel first, then low ribs, then chest and shoulders. Recent back surgery, slipped discs, osteo, you're just gonna move the upper body. If you're not sure and it's not feeling good, just you can stay seated and be content with that. So yeah, so you're still in the twist if you're able. If something is wrong, you're coming out. Just a couple more breaths. I'm coming out just because I'm looking at you. And then inhale, lift. Exhale, as you come back to center, look at your knees. Is one knee ahead of the other? Probably means you're trying too hard, right? Because we want to keep the knees in line. We're so anxious to twist more that watch what happens. If I pull this knee back, I can go all the way over here. I haven't done any twist at all. This is a no, right? So I keep my knees in line and then I twist. All right, turn to face the other side so you can do the other side. Inhale, lift. Exhale, turn. I'm not doing, I'm just watching you, all right? But you saw what I was doing, just twisting to the left this time. Gentle movements, less is more. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. Less is more. Dottie, less, do less, Dottie. Less is more, I want you to watch your knees, keep your knees in line. Less is more. Inhale, lift, exhale, turn. And then slowly release. Twists also help remove toxins from the body. They are good for the internal organs. They squeeze and soak the internal organs with fresh blood. How are you doing? Good, bad, so-so, still good, fantastic. All right, what's the last movement that we need? We've done all the pieces except for Shavasana and what else?
Forward.
Forward bends. You know more about yoga than you knew. Shut is really powerful. You can do your own gentle practice. So for a forward bend, I'm gonna give you a choice. You can either bend forward right from here, and I'm gonna hold in different places. Maybe I'm gonna hold, I'll turn to the side so you can see me. Depending on the flexibility of a bunch of parts of my body, I'll come forward different amounts. I don't want to go this. This is like computer slouch, right? This stays open. I'm only hinging here. So I might be here, let the head go. If you're more flexible, might be down here. The other alternative is what we did the other day. So you can rest the head. You choose the forward bend of your choice. Once you've bent forward, hinging only from the hip crease, chest open, then release the back of the neck. So you're looking down toward the navel. Exactly, Steve, but keep the chest open. That's it. Nice, Tracy, you got it. So choose the forward bend of your choice. Nice, Wendy, that's it. Nice, Sherry, you got it. How's that feeling, Mary Kay? You might.
I wanted to try it on a chair, but I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah, you can try the one on the floor. I showed it pretty quickly. So, actually, everyone come on out. I want us to end all of us with being seated on the floor because it rests the head and it allows the mind to become quiet. So if you're sitting on the chair, come off the chair and come to the sitting on the floor forward bend. Depending on how tight my hips are, you can't see my bolster. I'm sitting up on a height. And then I have height on my chair too. So I don't have to bend as far forward, right? So sit up on whatever you need so you're comfortable. If you've got osteo, you're not going to lean forward far. You're just going to be mostly upright, okay? Again, same thing with back issues, etc. So I might look like this. So Mary Kay, this is for you, it's for everybody, but this would be a good version for you. I'm just upright, but I'm resting my head. I'm going to turn the chair the other way around. You could rest your head on a couch, that's it. And Mary Kay, let me see. Can you turn your chair the other way around so you can rest your head on the back of the chair? Yes, exactly. Yeah, I would say same for you, Dottie. I'll show you it again. Here's the less intense version. Here's a little bit more of a forward bend. So whatever version works for you. Feels good, chest open, shoulders relaxed. Yeah, Lindsay, you got it. That's good. Watch the breath. When we rest the head, especially on something hard, like a block or a chair, it helps the mind to become quiet. Dottie, if you can find something higher to sit on, you'll feel better probably. I can't see what you're sitting on, but more is good. A couple more breaths here. Nice, Barb, you've got it. Tracy, you're all right? Okay, good.
Bend your legs and have your feet touch the floor?
Yeah, you could sit cross-legged. You would be better off, Dottie, for today. I'm gonna say we're gonna take you right into Shavasana. And for next time, a chair, let me see. It could even be, there's different variations we can do. We only have so much time today. I'm just trying to rest my head. So Dottie, for next time, I would try this. Can you see me?
Yes.
Try this next time. For now, we're moving into Shavasana.
I didn't see your arms. Were you putting your arms on the wall?
Yes, I'll show that again. And if you found that you couldn't bend forward very much, or if you have osteo, for instance, you don't want to bend forward.
Okay.
This is good. All right, Shavasana. You can do a regular Shavasana, or sometimes I say, but you can't see me. I don't think you see, hopefully you can see me today. I mentioned you can rest your calves on something. So this rests the low back. So if you put your legs up on something, the low back is going to be super comfortable. So like so. You could have an eye bag. You could do a regular Shavasana if you want. If anything's going on in your low back, make sure your legs are up. And for our purposes today, if you don't have anything to put your legs on, you can just keep your knees bent. If you've got low back issues, that's fine. So find a comfortable spot. And as Yvonne just did, remove glasses if you have them. Glasses take us out into the world. And what we want is to go inward. Take the time to be comfortable. What do you need today? It might not be the same thing that you needed last time. To be warm enough, get a blanket if you need it. To be comfortable, to be aligned. Once you've found your comfortable position, take comfort and find stillness. When the body is still for a little while, the mind starts to settle down. So we find a comfortable position, choose to say that this is good enough for today. It's my perfect pose for today. And then I just remain still. Always ahimsa, if something's not right, come out. Adjust. But if things are fine, allow the body to settle. Find ease and stillness here. Relax the legs. Relax the arms. Feel that the limbs, arms and legs are heavy. And the chest is light. Feel softness at the center of the palms. And let this softness travel up the arms, forearms, upper arms. Feel softness, relax the shoulders. Feel breath across the collarbones. Soften the throat. Feel the back of the neck soft. Soften the skin of the scalp. Relax the face. Relax the jaw. Let the tongue rest gently in the bottom of the mouth. Teeth slightly parted. Lips touching, not touching, barely touching. Feel the outer corners of the eyes soften. Feel the inner corners of the eyes soften. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. And Shavasana comes. Just be. Take this time for yourself. Feel this gift of the breath. And in this quiet place, know that all is well. Letting go of Shavasana as easily as you came in, flowing from one moment to the next. It just begins with a thought and no reaction, just the thought that soon you will move, separating out thought and reaction. So you have a choice, just a thought, nothing else. And start to move in any way that feels good to you. Stretch, or wiggle the fingers and toes, whatever feels good. Bend the knees, give yourself a hug. You can rock slowly from side to side if you choose, gently. Massage the lower back. And then roll onto the right side, support your head, and wait. Softly open your eyes, gaze toward the floor. And use your hands to press yourself up to sitting. We always end our yoga practice with namaste. So place the base of the thumbs at the base of the sternum bone. Lift the sternum bone up into the thumbs. Fingertips are not pointed straight up, they're pointed slightly into the room. Chest lifted and open, shoulders back and down. Softly close the eyes. Namaste. Lower the hands, raise the head, open the eyes. Thank you for your practice this afternoon. Thank you for all of your amazing, amazing 100% presence and participation and insights and wisdom and sharing and questions and solutions this week. It's been an extraordinary week and we still have a beautiful block tomorrow and you have beautiful home plate tonight. It could be your most important thing all week. It could be your most delicious thing all week, what you choose to do this evening, moment by moment, choosing for you. I want to close this circle with one or two or three words, not more, no sentences, just one or two or three words so we get to hear each other's voices before we each go off into our own delicious evening of contemplation, of jumping joy, of dancing, of meditation, of walks, whatever it is, a chocolate or not, whatever it is for you. So one word or two or three to give as a gift to each other before we close our yoga practice today, our week together with still a beautiful morning together, on your own tonight and then gathering tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So one or two or three words. Lindsay, you're up first.
Drink.
A little louder, I'm far away.
Strength.
For me, joy. Marie.
Rest.
I still couldn't hear the word. You got to go real clear and real loud.
Rest.
Breath. Thank you. Sherry.
Peace.
Yvonne.
Joy.
Mary Kay.
Connection.
Wendy.
My cup runneth over.
Dottie.
Delicious.
Carly.
Serenity.
Steve.
Shalom.
Marla.
Loving connection.
Tracy.
Strength.
Again?
Strength.
Strength. Barb.
Community of love.
Beautiful. Thank you so very much, everybody. Have a fantastic day, everybody. Enjoy your evening, and we'll see you tomorrow at 9.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great evening, everybody.
Great evening.